Our scripture reading today is a parable that Jesus told. It's about three different servants who are given the task to invest their master's money. The parable is found in verses 14 through 40 of the 25th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, where we read this. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I've gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who'd received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you had not sown and gathering where you had not scattered seed. So I was afraid, and I went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here's what belongs to you. His master said, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvested where I have not sown and gathered where I had not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would at least receive back some interest. So take that bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have, will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let's pray. Lord God, we ask that you speak to us through this your word and through the presence and the power of your Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Christ. Amen. In my former life, before I came to DeWitt, I was heavily involved in the work of a community foundation. And one of the responsibilities we had was putting on this black tie ball every year to raise money for a citywide after-school program for teens. And one of the things that involved was calling on local business leaders, inviting them not only to attend the ball, but to invest in our cause, which was the young people of our community. And we were really fortunate. We had some very large corporations like Bosch and Harman Kardon and Hitachi and Little Caesars all in town, and they had sizable resources that they could invest in our community. And we also had a number of mom-and-pop shops like the local pizza parlor and the hardware store and the dry cleaners. And we worked hard to develop relationships with these stakeholders in our community. And in the spring, we would make our visits and make an ask. Well, on the corporate side, we usually had about 15 to 20 minutes to make our pitch, sometimes in their offices, and sometimes over breakfast or lunch. And sometimes we just dropped in and paid a visit to local shopkeepers. We knew there'd be a sizable difference between what the pizza shop could give and what a multinational corporation could give. But we felt it was really important to involve everyone in the community. But I think it was about the year 2000 where we suddenly saw this major uptick in contributions. It was the year that the movie Pay It Forward came out. And we actually adopted that movie theme as our motto. We even sponsored free showings at the local theater with a reception afterwards. And people, they got it. That it's not about holding on to what we have with death grip, but that a rewarding life is about paying it forward. It's not just about raising a dollar figure. It was about all of us. No matter how big or how small, investing in our community and specifically in the lives of our teens. Pay It Forward became a concept that our entire community embraced. And the impact was incredible. Now, the movie, you may remember it, Pay It Forward, was centered around this seventh grade kid by the name of Trevor. And his social studies teacher gave him a class assignment on how to devise and put into action a plan that would somehow change the world for the better. Trevor called his plan Pay It Forward, which was all about the recipient of a favor doing a favor for three others rather than just paying back the favor. Trevor did a favor for three people, asking each of them to pay it forward by doing favors for three other people and so on and so on and so on. And the idea just took off. Paying it forward is what Jesus' parable of the talents or the bag of gold is all about in Matthew's gospel. It's a story of a man going on a journey. He summons his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one, each according to his ability. Then he went away. This story of Jesus comes straight out of life, doesn't it? This sort of thing happens all the time. Some wealthy landowner goes on a journey, most likely to Rome, and he puts his servants in charge of his property and is on his way. Back then, there were no cell phones to check on things, no emails, no bank websites to check on their investments. The landowner had to place complete trust in the servants he empowered. It's kind of like a trust that a bank manages today where they are given the responsibility for someone else's money. And Jesus uses this example to make a spiritual observation that we are just like those servants, that we have been entrusted with varying levels of talents and resources that God has entrusted to us. More than 150 years ago, William Howell, the American Revolutionary War veteran, wrote this: "We give thee but thine own, whate'er our gift may be, and that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee." When you think about it, life itself is a trust that we receive. It's a gift that's given, and we have the responsibility to invest it wisely. But it's kind of funny, you know. Oftentimes, we talk about our stuff, our possessions, our talents, our gifts, as if they were something we owned, rather than something we were entrusted with. Like we can take them with us, really? The truth is, what we have is only ours for a season. And the question is, how will we invest what we're given, no matter how much or how little, in our time? We read in our scripture reading for today, a certain man set up a trust, and to one he gave five talents, to another he gave two, and to another he gave one. A talent in Jesus' day was a large sum of money. In fact, it was an incredibly large sum of money. A talent was equal to 15 years of a daily wage, which was far beyond pocket change. Even the man with only one talent has been given the responsibility for 15 years worth of income. The average salary today in Syracuse is $61,000 a year. So times 15, that equals $915,000 for one talent. And that means the guy with five talents is dealing with $4,575,000. That's a lot of money to be responsible for. So each of these servants were given significant investing responsibilities. Now I want you to put yourself in the place of one of these servants. How would you feel if your boss handed you that kind of loot and said, now go and invest it? Whether you were given one or five talents, it's still a major responsibility that you've been given. Now today, we don't think of talent so much in financial terms, but rather in things like giftedness. Maybe we're a gifted musician or a gifted athlete or gifted at business or teaching or leadership. But this story from Jesus, it still applies. As the question basically comes down to this, how are you going to use what you have been entrusted with? How are you going to use the gifts that God has given to you, be it money or musical talent or administrative gifts? How are you going to deal with it? Are you going to hold on it tightly, or are you going to invest it and pay it forward? Now, a really significant point in the story that Jesus tells is really about fear. It is fear that makes us hang on tightly, afraid to invest, afraid to pay it forward. In our reading for today, the third servant said, I was afraid. So I took the money, put it in a box, and buried it in my backyard where it was safe. So here's your money back, exactly what you gave me. And while on the surface, the story is about investing money, what it really is about is how you invest your life. How will you invest what you have been entrusted with? And at the end of your life, when you give an account to God for how you've used what you have been given, will you say, I played it safe, didn't gain anything, didn't lose anything, here you go? Or will you have made a significant difference by how you've invested what God has entrusted you with? Financially speaking, some of us are five talent people. Some of us are two talent people. Some of us are one talent people. But just remember, even the one talent man had 15 years of wages at his fingertips to invest. The second thing I hope you'll see in this parable is this parable tells us that our life is an investment that we make. In verse 16, we read, the one who had received five talents went off at once and traded with him and made five more talents. And in the same way, the one who had two talents made two more talents. But the one who had received one talent went out, dug a hole, put it in the ground. You see, it's about potential. Your potential is God's gift to you. What you do with your potential is your gift to God. I want to say that again. Your potential is God's gift to you. What you do with that potential is your gift to God. You are blessed to invest. Well-known theologian Walter Brueggemann writes it this way. What God does first and best and most is to trust people with their moment in history. And the question this parable challenges us to wrestle with is how we will invest what has been entrusted to us during our moment in history. Will we hang on to what we have and fear that we might make a mistake? Will we bury the treasure in our backyards and play it safe? Or will we seize that opportunity and invest what God has given to us in a way that will make a difference, that warms the heart of God? God entrusts us with our moment in history. It's ours to do something with. H.G. Wells once said, the only true measure of success is the ratio between what I might have been and what I have become. Teddy Roosevelt said, do what you can with what you have where you are. Whether it's cash or capabilities, the story Jesus tells makes it clear that talents are not distributed in equal amounts, but we all have the ability to pay it forward and to make a difference in this world. Whether we are the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, or work behind the counter at the local pizza joint, we all have the ability to invest wisely out of whatever it is that God has given it. I want to close with this just little story. It's about a kid by the name of Tim. At 13 years of age, Tim lost his dad to a year-long battle with cancer. And his mom had to support him and his two siblings, and she did that by working two jobs. There wasn't much of an opportunity for her to really parent and to be a mom and to try to make up for the loss of a dad, because she needed to pay the mortgage and somehow find a way to keep the food on the table. And then Tim's schoolwork started to go downhill, and he was starting to get in trouble at school. And that's when his mom signed him up at one of our after-school youth centers. Well, one of the executives that decided to give us a major grant ended up volunteering after school as a tutor. And he was paired up with Tim. I want to fast forward to today. I'm still in touch with Tim. Tim is now a news anchor at one of the major TV stations in Philadelphia. And he still contributes to that community foundation. And he volunteers at the youth center in an inner city in Philadelphia. That's paying it forward. Someone invested in him. And now he's doing it not threefold. He's doing it like tenfold or more. That's how wise investing works in God's economy. And my hope, and I hope it's yours as well, is that God will one day look at us and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Let's pray. Lord God, you have given us many gifts and talents to use. Whether a little or a lot, you've given those to us to invest and to invest them wisely. Help us to pay forward what you've given to us so that your work on earth may be done in us and through us. We pray this in the name of Christ. Amen.